News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
If Ireland is serious about meeting its EV targets, household EV chargers should be exempt from planning permission requirements. That's according to Fine Gael TD for Dublin-based South, James Gagan, who joins us now. James, explain to us what you're talking about here. What kind of exemptions are you looking for?
Yeah, morning, Ciara. So I suppose, look, if you have a house that happens to have a driveway, you're already exempt. You can get your charger installed. But if you're one of the 480,000 households that live in terraced houses or apartments in Dublin alone, you don't have those exemptions. So essentially what some households have done is that they've introduced charging arms that essentially go over the road, they go over the footpath and they connect with the car. But the problem with those charging arms is that they're not planning exempt. So local authorities have issued planning enforcement notices against homeowners that have put that charging arm in their front garden to connect with their car, and they've had to remove them. Whereas in the UK in May of last year, they introduced a much broader scope of what kind of EV charger would be planning exempt. And right now, the government has been carrying out over the summer a public consultation into all of its exempted regulations when it comes to planning. And that's to do with the modular homes that Minister John Cummins is pioneering. And really what I'm saying is that we need to show the same level of ambition when it comes to meeting our climate challenge, specifically okay. In relation to EV car chargers, by providing planning exemptions in relation to all kinds of chargers.
But James, don't we need some kind of regulation? Because I know that there are under-curb chargers and then there are obviously these charging arms, but potentially, if they aren't regulated, you could have health and safety issues. There's no question people could whack themselves in the head or trip over things or those types of things. So don't we need some kind of regulation in advance of us exempting everything from planning?
Well, I think you need proportionality in all of these things. But like the bottom line is that if we're to switch all of our private cars to EVs by the 2030 targets that we've set for ourselves, that represents about a 2% cut in Ireland's overall emissions. We have to take radical decisions. And the facts are that people making the switch, the numbers are flatlining. We're not getting to the level that we need to. We have 118,000 EVs on the road right now. The 2030 target is 845,000. And, you know, 400 public chargers, just to give, you know, the example of Dublin, which is the target, like, that's not going to meet the needs of the 480,000 households who live in terraced houses or apartments.
No, I do appreciate that. Look, thank you for joining us. I'm going to ask the listeners what they think about this morning, particularly as he says, 480,000 of you living in apartments and terraced houses, kind of cut off currently from the use of EVs. Let us know what you think should happen. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. That was James Gagan. Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.